Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Friday, December the 10th. It's National Dewey Decimal System Day. And it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by Kmart's Cafeteria. They have implemented a system for organizing the beverages in the refrigerator. They're using the Mountain Dewey Decimal System. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
Well, it's Friday, fantastic or otherwise. Currently 3 degrees, working our way up to a high of 6 today. We're done with the snow, but the rains are coming. Gonna rain this evening and into tomorrow, but we should see a sunny Sunday after that. And today's random daily shout-out goes out to librarians. You know, I went to the South Common Mall, the South Common Library last night, and asked the librarian where the self-help section was. She wouldn't tell me. Said it defeats the purpose.
Well played, librarian. Well played.
All right.
Well, on National Dewey Decimal System Day, that's a mouthful. Good going. Well, we honor Melville Dewey and the library classification system that he created to identify and effectively maintain our library's inventory of books. It's a beautiful system that none of us really understand. But with over a billion people visiting public libraries every year, it's vital to have an easy-to-follow system and for us to find the exact location of books we hope to read, and the books are always, well, exactly where they tell us they're going to be. Now, with new libraries popping up all the time, there are new libraries of sound. Do you know how they organize it? By the Dewey Decimal System.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. Hey, we got a new subscriber today to the YouTube channel, and we're going to give a special shout out to Nate, who joins my sister, and Kathy, and Bonnie. And I think that about covers all of our listeners. So really soon, we're going to have as many listeners as people on this show. I think everybody's project is to go out and recruit one person just to listen to one thing, because, you know, once they hear us once, they're sticking with it.
For that one person who didn't.
Oh, yeah, that was a tough day, but you know, oh well, onwards and upwards. Tamik, it's time for Tunes with Tamik. What are we listening to today? I know one song we can't listen to, Oxford Comma by Vampire Weekend. That would be a no-no.
So I went all the way into a completely different direction, back to my nostalgia. So there was a beloved program on television back in the 80s. I loved it. I still love it today on PBS called Reading Rainbow. Do you guys remember that?
Oh,
you don't remember Reading Rainbow, Mark?
Remember that?
I do not.
PBS.
Yeah, that was the one LeVar Burton hosted. That was when I think of my childhood, I think really of that one. And remember Read Along and Read All About It? Do you guys remember those ones? No, because you guys have heard. So anyways, those
You're
are my
shows. Talking to a farmer teacher librarian. Of course I remember those.
So those are my shows. But what I really love, one of the things I loved the most about Reading Rainbow was their theme song. And a lot of people, actually, if you go on YouTube right now, there's a lot of people that have made over that theme song. In fact, Chaka Khan redid the theme song. It's one of the great theme songs that came out of the 80s for a TV show. But it goes, butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high, take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow. Which is so true, right? I can go anywhere, friends to know, ways to grow, a reading rainbow. I can be anything, take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow. So it's a great theme song. It's very nostalgic. And Venturo, if you want to know what, like, books, honestly, just if your daughters, and I think there's still stuff they can watch on YouTube, great program, right? That they can watch and kind of get an idea of what books are out there, because the books are timeless, right? A lot of these books are timeless, still have lessons that we can learn today. So that's my pick for today, a real nostalgic pick for those of us that grew up in that time. And I mean, this show has won Peabody Awards. It's won many Emmy Awards in its time. It's a beloved show. So that's my pick, the theme song to Reading Rainbow. And if you want to listen to the newer version, you can listen to the Chaka Khan or anything else that's on YouTube.
Okay, I'll see if I can find the Chaka Khan video and include that.
Yeah,
you had me there when you said this show has won awards. I thought, wow, nobody told me.
We're lucky we're still doing it, to be honest.
No. The problem is, obviously, we need to up our theme song so it gets covered by Chaka Khan.
I know. although Chaka ain't doing too much singing, but that's another story.
All right, let's get that one added to the playlist and all that stuff included in the new and improved show notes. It is time for Ventures with Venturo. All right, set us up for the weekend. What's going on?
You know, a lot of sports happening this week, and I'm going to be sitting down to watch the Grey Cup. So yes. Even though our favorite team is not there, we have to cheer for the Tiger Cats, right? Paul, are you going to be cheering for the Tiger Cats? Are you a BFL fan?
Of course. In Hamilton, if I didn't cheer for the Cats, my house could be firebombed. So, yeah, no, I'm all in.
So this weekend on Sunday, that game is going to be played on Sunday. So, guys, take some time to watch that game. We're really hoping that the Tiger Cats can take it home. If you're looking for a movie suggestion, I'm going to suggest one of my favorite movies. It's called Lucy, starring Scarlett Johansson. A very interesting film to go watch. Really explores what can happen if you're using 90% of the human brain. So go check it out. So those are the two recommendations for this weekend. Go watch the Tiger Cats. Hopefully they can take home the trophy. And go check out Lucy. That's it from Ventures with Venturo.
Great, a great weekend for sure. Go Cats. It is Friday, time for Friday's Joke of the Week.
I can't even begin to joke around as a former teacher librarian. You know, the abuse that I had to take being a librarian was just overwhelming. I mean, I just simply respond to people's inquiries and, you know, then they get all angry. I'll give you a case in point. This 4'2" guy walks into the library and he goes, I need to do some research on discrimination. And I said, third row down, top shelf. And then, like, he, you know, just went berserk on me. That being said, another guy walks in and he goes, yeah, I'll have a hamburger and large fries. And I go, sir, this is a library. He goes, oh, I'm sorry. I'll have a hamburger and large fries.
Stream close-up.
Love the close-up. Well done, sir. All right, well, that is it for another week for us, everybody. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for hanging with us this week. Remember, if you like our show, like, subscribe, and tell your friends. And if you don't like our show, tell your friends anyway and let them make up their own minds. We are the Wise Guys and Girl, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.